USA Radio News.
For accusers of Bill Cosby, a long journey to justice has finally ended. He was sentenced to prison for the 2004 sexual assault of Andrea Constant. The sentence was handed down by Judge Stephen O'Neill, who presided over both the two trials that Cosby faced. He gave 81-year-old Cosby 3 to 10 years. In his reading of the sentence, O'Neill told Cosby that no one is above the law.
He used his acting skills and that endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them.
District Attorney Kevin Steele.
Finally, Bill Cosby has been unmasked, and we have seen the real man as he's headed off to prison.
Accusers in the courtroom were hugging and sobbing when the prison term was finally read aloud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At CTW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CTW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CTW. People who get it. Find out more at CTW.com/Google.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hear from both Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who is accusing him of sexual assault on Thursday. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans have hired a female attorney to ask questions of Christine Blasey Ford at Thursday's hearing on sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said he wouldn't name that person for her safety. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, also sits on the committee.
We've decided to retain a staff lawyer to do that, to be able to ask the questions in a coherent sort of way. So that's what our side is going to do. But any Republican senator can ask questions they want to in addition. And certainly our Democratic colleagues are free to do what we're doing or ask questions individually.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A committee vote is set for Friday, and GOP leader Mitch McConnell believes Republicans have the votes to confirm Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite protests, construction of a new oil pipeline begins next year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department has pledged a total of $75 million for a global campaign to end forced labor, modern slavery, and human trafficking. John Clemens has more.
Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan announced details of the campaign called Stepping Up Action to End Forced Labor, Modern Slavery, and Human Trafficking. During his address to the UN, he spoke about the global problem of forced labor.
There are an estimated 25 million victims of forced labor around the world, a quarter of whom are children. Behind those victims is a massive industry that nets about $150 billion in annual profits.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.